USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump addresses the National Association of Realtors meeting in Washington. There he had some harsh words for some Democrats running for president.
Sadly, when you look at what's going on with Washington, you see a lot of positives, but you also see people that are fighting very hard. They have 25 people now running for the office of president, and some of these people are stone cold crazy.
Trump began his speech by announcing the U.S. would be lifting steel and aluminum tariffs, and he expressed hope that Congress will approve the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Trump also criticized the press for reporting on the recent escalation of tensions between the U.S. and Iran, saying there was no conflict in the administration over whether to go to war with Iran. The Department of Homeland Security is laying the groundwork for a plan to transport recent border crossers by plane to cities around the U.S. and releasing them after processing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That F-16 fighter jet that crashed Thursday into a Riverside County commercial building was fully armed. Colonel Thomas McNamara is vice commander of the Air Force Reserve.
I can now confirm that the NORAD alert aircraft was flying with a standard armament package, but due to operational security reasons, we will not discuss the specifics of this armament package.
The weaponry was blown up in a nearby field. 10 people were treated and released following that crash. Missouri is poised to become the latest Republican-led state to enact a strict anti-abortion law, setting up a series of legal battles that could lead to the Supreme Court reconsidering Roe v. Wade. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson supports the bill, but says protecting the health of women is a must.
Always, always, it's the most important to protect women's health and advocate for the unborn. That's always important to me.
The bill would prohibit abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy after a heartbeat is detected. Though many women often don't know they're pregnant at the time, the bill includes exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for rape and incest. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Life has gone from bad to worse in North Korea, USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Millions of North Koreans don't have enough to eat as the isolated communist state is suffering through its worst drought in 37 years. The United Nations says as many as 10 million in the north are in, quote, urgent need of food assistance. They say that people have been surviving on only 10.5 ounces of food a day on average this year. The state media is reporting only 2 inches of rain has fallen during the first 5 months of the year, the smallest amount of rainfall since 1982. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook temporarily suspended, then restored conservative commentator Candace Owens' account this week after she posted about the liberal supremacy threat to black Americans. In a statement to Fox News, Facebook said they reinstated her account a day later after determining the post wasn't in violation of community standards. After a sensational master win, Tiger Woods missed the cut of this week's PGA Championship on Long Island. Tiger talked to the media afterward.
I've enjoyed being the Masters champion again, and the PGA was a quick turnaround, and unfortunately I just didn't play well. I didn't do all the little things I needed to do correctly to post good scores and put myself in position to shoot good scores.
Tiger finished 5 over through his 36 holes. That was way below the cut line for the tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.